The R&B singer Ricardo Valdez Valentine Jr. knows a thing or two about heartbreak and messy relationships. The 30-year-old artist, better known by the name Black, spelled with the number 6 instead of a B, made a Grammy-nominated career out of it. It's a damn shame. We didn't crash, we didn't burn, but baby, you the damn blame. See, I wanted love, but you wanted damn fame. Every damn thing. But on his newest album, Since I Have a Lover, it's clear his art and his heart are in a very different place these days. Since I have a lover, no more lonely night. The type of love to supply, can't tell a lie. Don't need advice, plus you my vice, like what I like. You light my fire, you give me high, reach a new height.
Creatively, I used to lean on the crutch of turmoil and heartbreak and disappointment. And sometimes it becomes a fetish to create from that place because it sounds cool and people enjoy it. But I've finally reached a point in my life where that's just not where I am and it's not where I want to be. I just had to figure out a cooler way to talk about happier things, positive things, healthier things.
How did you get to this place, to this happier place? What brought you here?
I got to this place by almost sabotaging everything that I had worked for in my personal life. I can communicate really well emotionally on with music, but in my actual real life and in my personal life, I was struggling with things that almost felt like too easy for it to be that hard. Combos going circles like believing that you really hate me. Miscommunication leads to separation. I just wasn't really like listening to myself when I would tell myself that there's an easier way to deal with what's going on in my relationship. There's an easier way to deal with the emotions that I still haven't processed since my first tour. So I got a therapist, and that was the beginning of like this process of just getting to the source of the issues.
Had you, before you actually started therapy, had you been hesitant about it at all?
I wouldn't say that I was against therapy, but I also was still operating from a space of arrogance and ego where, like, I can do this myself. Like, I can handle it on my own. And then I would mess up again, and it would be like, I'll say this time. And then I would get it wrong again.
But what do you mean by mess up, I guess, is what I'm trying to understand.
If it's something as simple as, I am having a tough week because I'm away from my daughter right now. And I am feeling the pressure of everything online anytime that I get online. I just wouldn't say anything about it. I would just deal with it internally. And then somebody would say something as simple as, I didn't get the meal that you asked for. And that would just turn into a whole moment. And not necessarily because they didn't do what I asked, but I'm just feeling so much that now that you say something that I don't agree with, it's just more dramatic than it has to be.
Yeah. So you were sort of suppressing your feelings around this other stuff, not saying anything, and then reacting to simple.
Yeah, and I'm lashing out in moments where I just don't have to. It's going to take me some time to break up my pride. But I'm learning to show up, learning to slow up. Learning to say what I feel instead of a blow up. I'm trying to grow up.
So is that what Spirited Away is about?
Absolutely. Spirited Away is me like really encouraging myself and motivating myself to just have these conversations, because when I have these conversations, I unlock a 2.0 version of myself. I get to like end my day and feel good about what I said to somebody and how I made somebody else feel. I can look at my emotional growth and my spiritual growth and my mental growth, and I can pat myself on the back and I can say that was a good day. And that's the true definition of a good day.
Well, let's talk about Fatal Attraction then, because it sounds like love brought you to a better place. Fatal Attraction, I will ride for you, ride for you, ride for you. Die for you, die for you, die for you. Live for you, cry for you, slide with you, yeah. Even though it's called Fatal Attraction, so of course it makes me think of like a stalker who's going to kill the person they love, but that's not what it's about.
It's about real love. It was fun to work on that one because, like you said, when you think of the phrase, normally you would think of something that is a little bit on the unhealthy side. But for me, it's just like acknowledging and admitting that the love that I'm in, it feels as potent as, you know, something that's on the unhealthy side. It's like, I really love this person that much and they really care about me this much that we are willing to go to war for each other and like to be better versions of ourselves.
Speaking of your family, there is a cameo from your very sweet daughter.
When I grow up, I'm gonna believe in God, I'm gonna believe in me, and I wanna be somebody.
Don't you leave me hanging on the one.
The intro, Cold Feet, is really like a wormhole. It's like how my headspace felt in the midst of like the last 4 or 5 years and trying to create something but having all of these external like factors that you are thinking about and feeling like really strongly about. I'm trying to focus on the music, but in any time that I'm away from my daughter, I can only just hear her voice like in the back of my head. You know, I would have to like push through those feelings of like I'm missing out on moments right now and I need to wrap up this work so I can get back to enjoying some moments.
You said that you also wanted your lessons learned to be something you also impart through your music to the people who listen. Is that what Preach is about?
Yes. It's me like really just reaffirming myself and what I'm here to do.
Yeah, preach. I just came to terms, realize I'm just here to teach. Flaw ain't I just feel the test about last week. Readjust and make sure that you watch out for a leech. Said I do my best, I had a moment and I tweaked.
Well, now that, I mean, this whole conversation, I mean, you've been on a journey. So what's it like to have this out in the world?
It is the hugest weight off of my shoulders ever. I feel a million times lighter than I felt last year. It feels good to like have another child that I get to drop off into the world and watch it grow and to take it on tour and to see how it affects people and to laugh about it and cry about it and feel good about it. And that's not to say that things will always be amazing from here on out, but it's just to say that I'm aware of the work that it takes to make it as amazing as I want it to be.
The artist Black, his new album is Since I Have a Lover. Thank you so much.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Figured that I could learn a lot on my own, so I ran for your love. Young and naive, I saw some devil.